We begin today our new series of Moment of Tshuva, taking the opportunity during this month of Elul to just spend a few moments each and every day on some simple yet profound insights on the process of Tshuva, the process of change, the process of return, and we'll glean most of our insights from the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. So if we begin, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva has 10 chapters, and in the beginning of the first chapter, the Rambam writes as follows, Kol Mitzvos Shabbat Torah. All of the mitzvos in the Torah, bein asei bein lo saasei, whether a person has violated. So the halacha is im avar adam al achas mehen, if a person has violated something, bein bizadon bein bishkago. So the Rambam I'm discussing over here are things on a very technical level. If a person goes ahead and violates a positive commandment, a prohibition, if he violated one of them intentionally, unintentionally. When a person does tshuva and returns from his sin, he has an obligation of vidui, of confession. In the Maimonian model of tshuva, in repentance, the first step, the Rambam says, the first concrete step at least, we'll discuss that there are many pre-concrete steps, but the first step is vidui, is confession. The Rambam is very much focused on the need to confess the wrong that I have committed for a variety of reasons, which we will discuss in future shiurim. But what I want to draw your attention to is the interesting verbiage employed by the Rambam. The Rambam says if a person makes a mistake, person commits an aveira intentionally, unintentionally, I negated a positive commandment, I transgressed a prohibition, kishe ya'asa tshuva, when I do tshuva. Now, it would appear the way the Rambam should have written this would have been, if I do tshuva, im ya'aseh tshuva. After all, again, tshuva, the return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, repentance, change, is a choice. Kishe ya'aseh tshuva means when I do tshuva. Why does the Rambam write when I do tshuva? The Rambam again should write if I do tshuva. And here Rav Soloveitchik provides an incredibly beautiful insight into the Rambam. That the Rambam already in his opening line is giving us such a message of incredible hope and optimism. Everyone comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone returns. You know, the Rambam, Rav Soloveitchik writes that we often translate the word tshuva as repentance. But the truth is, it's not really etymologically accurate. The word tshuva means to return. And as such, says the Rambam, kishiyasa tshuva means every single person returns. Every single person comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the words of Rav Soloveitchik, life is like a big circle, not like a box of chocolates. Life is like a big circle. And the Rav says the only variable is what the diameter of that circle is. Some are radius, he says. Sometimes it's a radius anaki. Sometimes the circle is very large. Sometimes the circle is very small. Sometimes it takes me a long time to get back to my point of origin. Remember, our point of origin is God. Sometimes it takes me a long time to get back to the point of origin. Sometimes it takes me a shorter amount of time. For some of us, the circle is bigger. For some of us, the circle is smaller. But life is a circle. We all find our way back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some of us find our way back when we're young. Some of us find it a little bit more advanced in our years. And some of us find it on our deathbed. But everyone finds their way back to the Ribono Shel Olam. And this is the ultimate first message of incredible optimistic hope in tshuva. Sometimes the road to change and the process of tshuva seems so long and arduous. And sometimes in the back of our mind we wonder to ourselves, will I ever be able to return? I've veered so far, gone so far away. Will I ever be able to come back home to my beloved father, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And therefore the Rambam, before he even gets into the mechanistic details of tshuva, gives us the ultimate message of hope. Not im ya'aseh tshuva. It's not an if, but it's ki she'ya'aseh tshuva. Only a question of when. Our job is to make the circle as small as possible and to hasten the return to the best of our ability. Wishing everyone a beautiful and wonderful day.